to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield conference call. We've got a really exciting call lined up for you guys tonight. I know a guest speaker that we can all learn from, doing phenomenal things out in the field, and really, really tearing up business. But I really want to encourage everyone tonight to really buckle down deep and close the month out strong and totally take advantage of this fantastic $99 associate fee that we have throughout the remainder of the month. And I don't know of a better way to do that than take advantage of the live recording calls that are going on daily for anyone that could qualify for it. It's all expense paid trip to Cabo San Lucas for you and a guest, and that club test ran through April through August, and you had to have a certain amount of increase in your sales and in your recruit. Anyway, they just announced that. We had many more success team members. You need to plug into them, guys, and plug your prospects into them and get them in front of a third party, and let's close the month out strong. And remember that we still have a contest going on. We're giving away an iPad a week, and all you have to do to be involved in that contest is just simply recruit a new team member that's got a membership. So getting that contest, let's close them up that strong. Take advantage of the $99 because we can really, truly set ourselves up for big things to close the year off strong. And so that being said, a few months back, Legal Shield launched a contest. It's called Reach for the Top Promotion. For winning that contest, so I just want to congratulate them. Them and the guests will be going again, like I said, in March on an all-expense-paid vacation for two to Cabo San Lucas. And some of the winners are none other from the great state of Oklahoma, Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club Member, a six-figure income earner on the team, this Millie Baker from Tulsa. Congratulations, Millie. Somebody I really admire from afar, that when I was just getting started, it really helped me out in the business, is the Gold Executive Director out of the great state of Alabama, and that's Mr. Don Bryan. Congratulations, Don, for winning the trip. Also, another Gold Executive Director, a $100,000 ring earner from the great state of Georgia, Cheryl Ann and John DeGatta. Congratulations, guys. Also, staying in the state of Georgia, Platinum Executive Director, brand new $100,000 ring earners on the team, Daniel and Lisa Streeter. Congratulations, guys, doing phenomenal jobs. Back to the state of Alabama, Platinum Executive Director, a Millionaire Club member, and a ring earner on the team, Mr. Jimmy Parrish. And last but not least, the great state of Oklahoma, a Millionaire Club member, a $250,000 ring earner, Miss Stephanie Moore. So, congratulations, guys, to all the winners. These trips that Legal Shield puts out there, I really like the way that they come about, because it rewards us for doing the things that we should be doing anyway, which is growing our membership base and growing our team at the same time. So congratulations to all the winners. I think there's less than 70 in the company that earned that trip. So congratulations, guys. I can't wait to see you guys in Cabo San Lucas. And with that, I'm going to go straight on out to Durant, Oklahoma, to Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club Member, a six-figure income earner, but most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Thank you for having me. Also, I want to congratulate you and Stephanie and, of course, all the More Success Team Executive Directors that won the trip to Cabo. You guys did an outstanding job. But like you said earlier, during the month of October, our More Success Team is sponsoring a recruiting contest. We're giving away a new iPad Mini every single week. Like Jeremy said, all you have to do to be eligible is go out and recruit somebody, get a new associate with a membership, and you get in the drawing. Of course, the more you recruit, the more chances you have to win. But this week's winner of a brand-new iPad Mini is Mr. Aaron Sharp from Fayetteville, Arkansas. His sponsor is Senior Associate Mr. Nick Fowler from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and his upline executive director is Mr. Herman Luette, also from Tulsa. So were we able to get Mr. Herman Luette on?
Yes, sir. I'm on right now.
Hey, Herman, congratulations. It's great that someone on your team, I know you're the upline leadership right there in the Tulsa area. You guys are doing a great job. Tell us just a little bit about the man that sponsored the winner, Mr. Nick Fowler.
Well, Nick is pretty amazing. He is somebody that I helped, his actually his dad recruited him about 3 years ago, and he actually didn't do anything for about a year and a half to 2 years, but when he was, you know, life happens and things like that. When he finally decided to get started, I mean, he's gone like gangbusters. He's been recruiting like crazy. He's selling memberships, and one of the big things is he's the CMC or the meeting holder there here in Tulsa, Oklahoma on Tuesday nights, and so we're real proud of everything he's doing. He helps out and helps the regional vice president, Robert Johnson, run the Super Saturdays and things like that. So he's just doing a phenomenal job. He's got his dad fired back up and going, even though he was a sponsor, got his dad fired back up. His dad is doing some amazing things, too. And so we're proud of all of them. They're doing some great things. They're doing the right things. They're following the system, and they're making it happen. So we're very proud of them, Mr. Moore.
Well, thank you, Mr. Luette. We're very proud of you also. You're leading by example up there in Tulsa and all over the United States and Canada. Great job. Do we have Mr. Nick Fowler? Nick, were you able to get on? I heard him get on earlier. I don't know if he's Do we have Mr. Nick Fowler on? All right. Like you said, Herman, Nick is doing a great job. He must not have the right code or something because I did hear him just a little bit earlier. But very, very proud of him. Mr. Aaron Sharp is actually do you know very much about Mr. Sharp, Herman?
No, I actually don't. He's been recruited by Nick, and he's out of the area, so I don't know him. But you know what? We love him all the same, and we're here to support and do anything we can for him.
Well, I understand that he's a pharmacist, and he loved the idea of working Legal Shield on a part-time basis, and I know he's working tonight, couldn't be on the call. But, again, we're sending him a brand-new iPad Mini. It's engraved from the More Success team with his name on it. So everybody that wins, we give those. They're really very nice gifts that you can actually use to help you with your business. So, again, congratulations, Herman. Appreciate what you're doing up in that area.
Thank you very much, Mr. Moore. We appreciate you, too.
All right, great job. Also, ladies and gentlemen, to help out with our team contest and help you capitalize on the $99 recruiting promotion this month, Millionaire Club member Mr. Chris Hughes and other ring earners on our More Success team are doing exciting live 20-minute recruiting calls every day through the end of the month. So you need to plug into those to help you build your business. Those calls are at 1 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Mountain, 3 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Eastern. And write this down. This is the phone number, and they're incredible calls. I've been listening to them. They're doing an outstanding job. The phone number is 424-203-8400. Again, it's 424-203-8400. Then you have to put in a PIN code, and the code is 292-918-POUND. Again, that's 292-918-POUND. And those will help you throughout the $99 recruiting promotion through the end of the month and also to help us with the team contest. So make sure and plug into those calls. They really are exploding our business this month. Now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go all the way to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a $500,000 ring earner. He's a Platinum 5 executive director, and, of course, he's the leader of our More Success team now for the last 30 years. And that is none other than Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on the call?
Yes, I am, Randy. And you might ought to tell him, Randy, about this being the last week for the mini iPad there. We have one more week. They need to get in on it, and we need to push that tonight so they know that one more person has a chance to win one.
Absolutely. This will be, I think, the fifth one that we're giving out. So if you want a new iPad Mini, this will be your last chance. Like Mr. Moore said, I encourage you to participate in the contest. Go out and recruit somebody this week. And someone from the home office actually picks the names.
Okay, Randy, you know, I was thinking about before I introduce this next speaker. Times change so much, and people are afraid of changes sometimes. You know, back in the 30s when people first started flying on the airplane, the stewardess had to take and carry a manual with them in case the plane was delayed or something. A railroad manual telling when they could catch a train in case they missed their airplane. They also had to be sure and tell the passengers not to be throwing their cigarette butts and cigar butts out the windows. And also they had to be stationed by the laboratory door because some people have mistakenly taken the exit door in flight. So times have really changed. We've modernized. And so I said all that to say this. We've made a lot of changes in Legal Shield, a lot of them for the good. And what we need to do is get our mindset on what we have the old, keep it in place, but go with the new, make them both work together as a combination team. And no one better to do that, better to explain that or anything than this next gentleman, which I consider a very dear friend. He's born in Jackson, Mississippi, lives in Jackson, Mississippi today. He's married with 3 children and 6 grandchildren. All of his children, get this, a family affair. All of his children are Legal Shield associates. His wife and he is members of the Word of Life Church in Jackson, Mississippi. He got in 1996. He's a $100,000 ring earner, millionaire club member, platinum jacket earner, platinum bonus earners. He's earned both the $10,000 and the $25,000. He's formerly is RVP of Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. And I want to tell you something. He's a fantastic Christian. He's a fantastic guy. He's a great leader, a great motivator. He don't just talk it, Randy. He walks it every living day. None other than my good friend, Mr. Brooks Werkheiser. Brooks, welcome to the call.
Well, thank you, Mr. Ken Moore. Thank you to Randy Moore. Thank you to Jeremy Moore and the whole Moore team. It's an honor to be here tonight. Congratulations to everyone who's part of this team. I heard a lot of familiar names as I sat here for 10 minutes. I like to get the personality of any team and any call that I'm involved with. I just enjoy people. But again, it is an honor, and it's just an honor to be here and to be on what I consider to be an honorable call. And once again, congratulations to everybody who's here. What I wanted to talk about tonight was the subject is about commitment and consistency. And as I go through what I go through tonight, you'll learn that I'm a rather simple, uncomplicated person, and my success has come by way of failure, and I will explain that. But first thing I want to talk about is commitment and getting yourself committed. I'll go back to January of 1996 when I had recruited a gentleman who's actually no longer in the business, but he wanted to go to Ada, Oklahoma to see what this company was all about. And I said, hey, let's go. Even told people as I got in the car to leave Jackson, Mississippi that rainy afternoon that I was, and this was no disrespect to anybody, but I was off to see the Wizard. And the reason I said that was first time I'd ever been to Oklahoma, and I knew that Oklahoma was close to Kansas, and I was just thinking of that movie that I'd seen when I was a kid. But the thing that really got me when I got to Ada, Oklahoma, when I finally found the home office, which I was expecting a skyscraper back then. I was expecting something a lot bigger than what I saw. I wasn't disappointed by any means. I just actually rode out to East Central University and thought that was it, but came to learn that it was down there on Main Street. But one of the things I was impressed with was the commitment of all the people in the office. Back then, it was known as prepaid legal, and a lot of the employees, a lot of the ladies, had on red sweaters with a white P on there. You know, they were on the team. They were committed to the team, and that really impressed me that day with just the efficiency of the home office, the commitment of the people, and that was a great, I guess you'd say, a motivator to me. But what I want to do is kind of, I want to go back prior to being committed to a day when I was not committed, and that's years ago, coming out of high school. I was I just wasn't a very good student. I was kind of a busy guy, and studying and reading books and all that was not a whole lot of just wasn't what I wanted to do. And so they sent me to a military school, and when I went to the military school, I did real well, because if you didn't go to class, if you didn't follow instructions, if you weren't in the program, you had all these demerits, and you had to go to detention or walk the bull ring or whatever they wanted to call it. But coming out of the military school, I went to the University of Alabama, and I had freedom. And I didn't go to class. And when I found out that if you don't go to class, you don't pass. And I actually what you call flunked out of the University of Alabama due to a lack of commitment. I had to go to the Army. Had a praying mother. I was blessed to go to Germany for a couple of 3 years, came back, went to Mississippi State University, and took the experience that I had in the military school where I was going to go to class. I was going to get committed. And so I went to class. I got an accounting degree. I don't know a whole lot about accounting today, but the reason for that is I went to class, learned enough to get on the dean's list, and you know, graduated not with honors, but on a dean's list. And a lot of people were amazed at that, having you know, me not done well at the University of Alabama. And that was a proving time for me. And, you know, once again, I say if you don't go to class, you don't pass. And to me, that relates to this business here, because one of the things that I heard when I got involved in this business is you needed to not only go to meetings, but if there wasn't one being held where you are, you ought to hold one. And that's what we started doing, even though we were brand new. And we got committed. And we not only got committed, but we got consistent. You know, one of the things we heard was you have to have a meeting, or you need to have a meeting, and you need to have it every week. And we were several weeks into holding our meetings down here, several months, and a storm came, and all the lights were out at the hotel. So we went and bought candles, and we held a meeting by candlelight, because our instructions were, you know, you're supposed to hold a meeting, and you know, you're supposed to be committed, and you're both supposed to be consistent with that commitment. And you know, that was the main thing that has led to my success in this business, was that I did get committed. I think one of the best things that I ever did was go to the home office and see the operation up there. We were told by our sponsor, or one of the guys that was on our sponsorship team, that Harlan Stonecipher would meet us at the front door. And I think he made that up, because when we got up there, Mr. Stonecipher was out of town. But that didn't deter us. We got to see the you know, the inner workings of the company. It didn't take me too many hours of being in that home office to tell the young man, the other guy I was with, that, hey, we need to get on out of here. And he said, what's the problem? I said, no problem, but you see all those apps over there on that table, they're writing business, and we're up here messing around. We've got some work to do. We need to get on back to Jackson and start doing this business. But the main thing that we did is you know, we got committed. I got committed. The other guy wasn't as committed as I was, because he, after several years, decided to quit. We had some, you know, some rocky roads along the way. Everything wasn't just hunky-dory. It wasn't a bed of roses, but I could see a future here. I felt like everybody needed what we have, and that's more apparent today than ever before. But for me, the essence of my success in this business is on an ongoing basis, you know, and I'm attached to the meetings, the conference calls. This morning I listened to, you know, Papa twice on the conference calls, on the group call, and again on the there was Ken Moore on the group call and on the leadership call. So I had a double today of Mr. Ken Moore, and you can't beat that with his with his energy and his motivation and his, you know, just who he is and what he stands for. You know, I've been here 17 years, but he's been here 30 years. So, you know, 13 more years, maybe I'll rise to the level that he does, or somewhere close to it. But what I've done in this business after getting committed and being consistent with that commitment on a day-to-day basis is I've been able to be who I am in this business. I didn't have to change my personality. I was able to keep things simple, follow instructions, get on conference calls, and just be trainable. But I kept that on an ongoing basis. I know at my church they teach us that faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. And I adhere that to the word, and I hear that to the training that goes in this business, because I'm excited every time they tell the story again. You know, I got connected early on to Harlan Stonecipher, to Kenneth Moore, and to Wilburn Smith, and you know, just some special people in my life that were committed people who were very consistent with their commitment. You know, one night I was, and this is just a sidelight, I have a note here written that I was driving home. We had a teenager with problems in her life with drugs and alcohol, and we sent her to a place over close to Texarkana, Texas. It was like a teen challenge type thing, and we got a message that night that that we needed to be in prayer for Mr. Ken Moore, because he was having some serious heart issues, and that was, oh my goodness, years and years ago. But I remember, in order to stay awake that night, I kept saying aloud some scripture that I was familiar with. It said, "Ken Moore shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord." And it wasn't too long after that that, of course, he was doing fine, and he was on stage accepting the chairman's award, singing the praises of our Lord, you know, and that was a significant thing that we had felt like we had played a part in. But, you know, another thing that I would give advice to people on, and in addition to being committed, you know, getting committed and being consistent with your commitment, is to be in a hurry, have a sense of urgency, but don't get frustrated. That's kind of a dichotomy, so to speak, in your personality. But you do want to be in a hurry, but you don't want to get in too big a, you know, yourself in too much frustration over that. Have high expectations. Want to meet these deadlines. You know, we got this contest that's a special promotion that goes through Thursday night at midnight. And, you know, I'd get in line to do what I could to be the one who won that last mini iPad with that's so embossed or whatever with the more success team engravement on it. I'd like to have one of those myself. That's an encouragement to me, and it should be to anybody that's on this team. Another thing that I wanted to say, I do relate a lot of what I do to Scripture. I don't mean to offend anybody with that. It's just the way I was raised in my home life and also in this business. It says, if you will sow, you will reap. And I know that a lot of my teaching says that as long as the earth shall remain, there shall be seed time and harvest. And I know that we have a tremendous opportunity in front of us. I thought it was big when I got involved in 1996, and I've seen it expand before my eyes with all the improvements and changes for the better that have gone on over these last 17 years that I've experienced it. And with that, my main theme tonight, once again, is to get committed. If you're already committed, dig your commitment even deeper. And if there's any room for more consistency in your business, be consistent with it of every minute, of every hour, of every day, or whichever time you have that you can devote to the business. Some people are part-time. I know I was at one time, and it was hard to keep this off of my mind. I couldn't wait to where I could go full-time. I was in a hurry in that respect. Sometimes you can do that a little bit too soon, but, you know, sometimes it'll prove you. But with that, I'll turn the call back over to you, Mr. Moore. I want to say thank you again for this honor to be on here. I hope that my words tonight inspired somebody in some way, and just God bless you all. Thank you, sir.
Brooks, you certainly inspired me, and your story about the candles relates to Randy's wife, Pat, and I were in Ardmore, Oklahoma, when timing to come up the cyclone. In fact, one man got killed down the street about a block from us, and I went to my car, and we went ahead and helped our meeting by flashlight that night because, like you, I was committed. We were told we had to hold the meeting, and also the crowd was getting nervous, so we were right ahead. We actually recruited some people and signed them up in a storm. But, you know, I'm actually in Russellville, Arkansas, during a snowstorm, got a city manager to commit that I could work as people if I just come back when they got the power back home. So you and I have come down some of the same trails. You're a man of honor, a man of respectability. I'm glad to be serving in prepaid, was prepaid to shield with you. I'm glad to be serving the Army of the Lord with you. I'm going to let Randy say something, but from the bottom of my heart, Brooke Werkheiser, I appreciate you.
Thank you, sir.
Randy,
appreciate you being on tonight. You always do such an awesome job. We've got a few executive directors on the team that may have a question or comment. You got just a minute?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, sir.
All right, let's try up in the Edmond, Oklahoma area, and Mr. Alex Gardner. Alex, are you on?
I am. Thank you, Randy, and thanks for being on, Brooks. Your what you've done in your business life and your personal life, what you've overcome is very inspiring. And speaking of that, I know you've overcome some pretty serious health issues, and you've won that. And I also know that you've built up quite a book of business over the years. And I just wondered if you could touch on the value of the importance and the value of building up that solid book of business and what that meant to you during a time of need.
Well, you know, I didn't talk about the fact that I did go and have treatment. I was diagnosed the end of 2011 with cancer, and I decided an alternative means. I felt led to do something different than what's conventional, and I think a lot of my life has been less than totally conventional, so it kind of fit right in. But first of all, I had no fear. I figured when I went into treatment, I'd be sent home in a couple of days, but it took a little longer than that. But I went in with that positive attitude. I will tell you that my business is I went out of country to have treatment, so you know, I was not talking to my organization, my team every day, but I had an excellent team, still do, and my team since that started, kind of all that treatment started back in January of 2012, has doubled, and one of my things that I committed to do was to change my lifestyle, to alter the way I operated, and I wanted to remain as regional vice president of those states because I just, I don't know if it's an ego trip, but I had fun. I had fun traveling around, helping people, you know, that weren't even on my team, but just getting to know other people and motivating them and getting to know them in some way and maybe giving them some encouragement. But I had seen my own father, who was a physician, a doctor, had a heart attack when he was 46, and he altered his lifestyle and lived to be 92. And I have actually slowed down, and my organization has sped up. I've been blessed with that. Yes, I did have to stress and strain a little bit, but I felt like that $10,000 bonus and that $25,000 bonus is what the good Lord had put out there for me to help pay back the expenses that I paid for treatment, because the treatment that I had was not here in the United States. It wasn't covered under insurance, so I had to pay cash for that. But I got paid regularly while I was in Legal Shield. And down when I was in Mexico, and they were putting the money right in the bank, and came up out of there, went back several times, you know, on follow-up visits, due to go back at some point, but my blood work and all that's clean as a whistle. But yeah, my business is double, and I like double. Just like I said, I heard Kenneth Moore twice today, and to me that's double. And there's one Bible verse that tells me, for my former shame I shall have double, so I lay claim to it.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex. Brooks, I think that's about all that we have time for tonight. Again, I want to thank you so very much. We appreciate you. We appreciate your leadership, and I personally appreciate your prayers. You know, I had some health issues also, and you were one of the first people that I heard from. So I appreciate that very much. God is good, and you know, with that, I'm going to turn it back to Mr. Moore.
Well, Brooks, I also thank you for your prayers. Seems like we've all prayed for each other, and I think that's what we should do. I don't force it on anybody else, but I sure accept it for myself and my family, and I'm always willing to do it for someone else. And I have had some of the same things, maybe not the same ailments, but we've had funds coming in because of a company called Prepaid Legal, now Legal Shield. We've had funds coming in where if we was on a regular job, probably some of those funds would have been cut off a long time. I know mine would have been. But thank you again, Brooks, for being on the call tonight. And I want to, again, congratulate the winners. And I want to say this. Folks, let's do what we always do. Put God first. Put our family second. Put Legal Shield third. It'll all work out. God bless you. I'll listen for you next week.
Good night, everyone.